This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Hennin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
Right here in America. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another hour of What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hennin. Kevin Flynn is here. Congressman Kelly Armstrong is here as well. Bottom of the hour, we're going to chat with Ron Ness about the upcoming annual meeting of the North Dakota Petroleum Council. It will be happening in Watford City, North Dakota. I'll also ask him about the latest insanity from the Biden administration regarding LNG, liquid natural gas. New day, new week, new attack on oil and gas from the administration. It just never ends, so we look forward to that conversation as well. If you have a question or comment for Congressman Kelly Armstrong, give us a call, 701-271-1100. You can text in your questions at 701-237-1590, and we have a few of those. Kelly, welcome back to the program. How are you?
You know, I'm doing okay. It's not just LNG, though. It's oil by rail. And to continue to try and shut down the DAPL pipeline and all of those things, and now they're reversing a Trump-era rule, which, you know, quite frankly, is how North Dakota gets its product to market, being the geographic center of North America.
You know,
exactly. There you go.
Little known fact that the big architects of the whole No DAPL protest were all about, you know, getting into the midstream and forget about the drilling part and try and muck up the works there. This is the same thing, isn't it? This is just an extension of No DAPL where they are trying everything in their power to get in the middle of how this product is delivered, aren't they?
100%. But so, I mean, the administration's doing the same thing, whether it's through FERC and mitigating upstream and downstream carbon before you can even get a pipeline in the ground. Obviously, we know about Keystone XL. It's not just the activists that are doing it. It's the actual administration that's doing it. But that's why some of the NEPA reform that we got when we got through the debt ceiling fight was so important, because we codified it instead of letting someone. I mean, this is a perfect example of that, Scott. So we took the Trump-era NEPA reforms and we made it law, which means in the next administration, in this case, the Biden administration, can't just unwind a rule, which is what they're doing on oil and LNG by rail.
Yeah, and by the way, that's who I was referring to, is the administration. I mean, they have become the movement against. This isn't
100%.
Like... They've become the movement now. They're doing it themselves. It's happening right before our eyes. I want to paraphrase something that the president, 45th president, Donald Trump, said in Rapid City in South Dakota on Friday. And he was talking about, and I don't remember the exact example he used of this type of behavior by the administration. And he said he and Melania were watching it. And Melania said, why do you pay attention to this? Because nothing's going to happen anyway. There's a fair amount of frustration from the former president, as well as the general public and people, you know, that see this stuff happening and saying, can you do something? Do you feel like you've exhausted every resource on that with your colleagues in the House on all of these things and how we're taking them on?
No, I mean, I think the problem is you have a D.C. media that is complicit in it. I mean, we've had Secretary Granholm in. By the way, I hope that's how people feel, because if we don't get some significant concessions coming up in the next 3 weeks, the chances of a government shutdown are pretty significant. And I mean, that's our, at the end of the day, that's the House's leverage, is the purse strings. And I mean, I personally think we should absolutely demand border security. I think we should recognize that we control one half of one branch of government, but I think we should, I mean, and this is coming, and this fight's coming in the next 24 days. So, I mean, that's, at the end of the day, the single best weapon the House of Representatives has is the purse strings, and we're going to be in the middle of that fight as soon as we get back this afternoon.
What, you talk about your leverage. Obviously, the purse string is the leverage. What the conventional wisdom, mostly because of what you mentioned earlier, the alliance of the hard left, Democrats in Congress and the media, is that Republicans always lose a debate over the government shutdown. And I'm wondering if you think it'll be different this time.
That really is the question, and I think it's how you frame the argument. One of the reasons we lose the government shutdown is because we'll have members of our own conference, and right, I mean, everybody represents their own district, and so it's different. And you know, I've heard President Trump say this too. Is, I mean, the Democrats are always seem to be 100% unified in lockstep, and I think that's true. The flip side of that is, I don't think I would be in a party that forces me to vote the same way all the time to be in lockstep. So that's always been the difference between Republicans and Democrats. But, you know, when you talk about the meeting, all of that, I just continue to go back to the Hunter Biden investigation and what we're actually accomplishing right now. I mean, we've got the Washington Post writing about it. I mean, it took us 8 months, but even they're talking about it now. The single best, antidote we have to the bias and all of that is to do a good job and make sure we have our facts right as we present them. And we continue to try and do that. And I know there's people listening right now that don't think it goes fast enough. But the alternative to that is to do it quickly and poorly.
Question or comment for Kelly, you're welcome at 701-271-1100. Text your questions to 237-1590. Let's go out to Valley City. And Dan, go ahead. You're next for Congressman Kelly Armstrong.
Actually, it's Dana. Thanks, Scott. Good morning, Congressman Armstrong. I just have a couple of quick things I'm going to go through really quick. The first issue is on 9/28/22 of last year, I asked you what the Republican short and long-term measurable comprehensive plan to deal with the national debt and government spending. Here's what you said. First, you said we will put a balanced budget position together. Secondly, you said we went to Republican leadership and said you would not raise the debt ceiling without significant spending reforms. $12 billion in cuts out of $7 trillion budget is not significant. Thirdly, you said long-term we have to have a 10-year balanced budget plan. You also said that on 10-12-22. On the 12-22 show, didn't Russ Votes have a 10-year budget plan? But ultimately, at the end of our conversation, I said, remember, Congressman, this is all just words until there's action. Now, secondly, my second issue was it's about the vote for speakership. There were like 15 votes, correct?
Yeah.
Well, not one, and then you come up, and not one of those votes did you use to vote for any changes to rule. But you came on the program a week later and said how much you really enjoyed some of these rules, yet were not willing to advocate for one of them. So what I'm trying to say here is, Congressman, there's still a whole lot of talk going on. And then here's my final, I'll end with a question. Mike Davis of the Article 3 Project, and he was formerly Chuck Grassley's aide, really big on the House judicial nominations. He wrote an opinion on Friday, I believe, that said he believes that we should use the appropriation process to cut off Jack Smith funding until after the 2024 election. And I'm wondering what you think about that, sir. Thank you for your time.
Well, that's a lot. So first, I did advocate for a lot of the rule changes. Those aren't done in public. Those are done inside the Republican conference. And I was a part of a lot of the meetings got packaged together, including the weaponization committee, which I serve on. Secondly, you can say whatever you want about the debt ceiling bill and the negotiation, but it's the first time in history that Congress in our lifetime has passed a bill that actually spent less money next year than it did the last year. And that's true. And that's significant. And that's the reality of what you do with undivided government. Third, I actually agree with a 10-year balanced budget. We have a budget committee. We can't even get an appropriate bill on the floor without enough Republican votes. I don't control a 5-seat majority. I control exactly where I am at. But I mean, as far as the DOJ, as far as DOJ funding and all of those different things, I'm on record and comfortable with saying Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms shouldn't be funded until they redo their pistol breach thing. But we have 702 reauth. We have the FBI's got a brand new building they want that I don't think has Republican support. And we're going to continue to push those issues.
Dana, thanks for the call. Quick question on the up against the break here, but where is the impeachment inquiry that Speaker McCarthy suggested on Biden? Where's that sitting right now?
Right now, it doesn't have the votes from Republicans on the floor. I mean, it just doesn't. I think what you will see, we just asked for probably the most sensitive material, Jamie Comer, and the Oversight Committee, which I also serve on. We'll see if they continue to cooperate. I mean, we should use impeachment inquiry for one reason and one reason only. This should be our guiding light, whether or not this is going to help us as the House of Representatives get the information we need. So if they start stonewalling us on the information that we've asked for from the National Archives, then I think we should do everything we can to get the Republicans on board with it.
And that's their incentive to reply to some of these requests or get to a point where you have to have them. Interesting.
Yeah, I mean, we've done a whole lot of this without having to spend a year in court fighting over documents.
Right. Yeah, they're doing this. They're complying. More with Kelly Armstrong Wayne after this.
Here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. Well, what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Navigating the complex world of Medicare can be challenging, but you don't have to go it alone. The North Dakota Insurance Department offers free and unbiased Medicare assistance to all North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Counselors are available to assist with forms, claims, coverage options, appeals, and more. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
It's Scott Hill, and I talked to Mike Lundell today. He wanted me to convey to you his thanks for all the support for MyPillow and the employees in these tough economic times. Mike says, Scott, let's give back to listeners. We got deals on his most popular products. You've heard me talk about my slippers, $29.99 right now. They used to be $100. Giza sheets, MyPillow 2.0, and more. But great news, the MyPillow 6-pack towel sets are back in stock. Comes with 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, 2 washcloths, regular $80 for a limited time. 6-pack towel set, only $39.99 with the promo code SCOTT. Go to MyPillow.com now. Use promo code SCOTT. 50% off the MyPillow 6-pack towel sets. $39.99 a set. The deal won't last long. MyPillow.com, promo code SCOTT for this special and many more. Or call 800-506-9028. Go to MyPillow.com now. 800-506-9028. Use promo code SCOTT. 50% off the MyPillow 6-pack towel sets. Go to MyPillow.com now.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
says I shouldn't stay.
Oh, New York. 20 past the hour on What's on Your Mind. I have a daughter in New York City.
I think about this song
every day.
This song was 1988. It's No Fun Being an Illegal Alien, Genesis. Still, I mean, talk about now.
Still appropriate.
I don't think it's much fun now, even more, yeah.
What's on Your Mind brought to you by our friends at Pucklage, North Dakota's home for Chevy. Looking for a truck? Start with Pucklage. PucklageValleyCity.com. Great selection right now. I'm browsing already for the 24s. Thinking about upgrading. As much as I love my 21, think it might be time. Same thing with you. They get the great trade-ins, too. Unbelievable. One owner, local trades. They're the king of those at Pucklage. Bismarck and Valley City, you tell them Scott sent you. 21 past the hour, back with Congressman Kelly Armstrong. Glenn in Fargo has a question for Kelly. Go ahead, Glenn, you're next.
Hi, Kelly. My question for you is, why do we keep sending more and more money to Ukraine? Biden has said he's going to send a bunch, millions more now. We've sent billions already. The Ukrainian president and their government has put opposition party members in jail. They put other people in jail. The freedoms aren't there. At the same time, we've got Maui where we can't even help our own people. And those people over there are finding out that because of manipulation by their local government, they can't even get paid their insurance for their houses that burned down. And we can't protect our border. What's the logic? And you said you controlled purse strings.
Well, I think that's one of the fights right now. I think the Senate's going to send us a supplemental, both disaster, which I actually support, from the fires and the hurricane, and Ukrainian Monday. And I don't think the votes simply aren't there in the House to add that into a CR. So that fight's going to come to a head right away in the next 3 weeks. This is why we have to have a strategy where about how this approaches. I mean, I think one of the biggest problems with the Ukrainian money, they're not binary choices. I don't know a single Republican. I mean, there's a lot of different views on Ukraine in the Republican Party, but I don't know a single Republican that wouldn't vote for the most robust. We'd actually spend money on the border if we had the opportunity to do that. But the bigger problem overall is, I mean, this money always gets packaged into must-pass bills with no debate, and it sails through the floor, and nobody talks about it. We should be talking about it. We should be talking about the fact that 35% of the exportable wheat in the world comes from Ukraine, and that hunger riots in northern Africa cause us all kinds of problems unless we just cede that region to China. But we shouldn't be putting it back into a must-pass bill with no auditing mechanisms and no support and no real metric for how that money's being spent or whether it's being spent wisely. So, but I don't think House Republicans are said, I'm pretty certain, and I'll know more when I get to D.C. this week, we're not interested in tacking on supplemental Ukraine funding to the CR. So that fight's coming in real time.
Appreciate the call, Glenn. Thank you. Others welcome at 701-271-1100. Here's a text. Congressman Armstrong, pick the top three concerns of North Dakotans right now. It would be the economy, the election, and Joe Biden's corruption. Can you tell us what you're doing on any of these three things?
We're working every single day to hold this administration accountable on every single issue relating to ag and energy, which are the number one and number two issues. I'm on the oversight committee, which is incredibly involved in the investigation into Joe Biden. I spent 10 years as a criminal lawyer, criminal defense attorney in court, and actually I think I bring a little bit of metrics involved into that. We've actually done good work. Like I said earlier, we've finally gotten the D.C. liberal media to start covering it. It's a real problem, particularly for the administration. There's new polling out now that says 60% of Americans think Joe Biden was involved in his son's dealings. That number has gone up exponentially in the last 8 months. And, I mean, as far as the economy goes, the single best thing I can do is help other Republicans win, because we need majorities to govern and we need the White House in order to roll back this administration and their terrible policies, which are uniquely terrible for North Dakota.
Paul in Rugby, you're next for Congressman Kelly Armstrong on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Paul.
I guess I wanted to know what your thoughts were on the eventual depletion of Social Security funds.
Well, I've said this 1,000 times, and I'll say it 1,001. We have to have a conversation about Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security, and we have to not be worried about our next election and worried about the commercial that's going to be run against us. We have to reform those programs, and everybody's terrified of even saying that on a radio show like this because they know what's going to happen. They're going to run commercials saying they want Republicans want to take away your Social Security. It's the same tired and true political trick that the Democrats always run. But we have to reform those programs, or eventually they're going to run out of money. And if we don't have this conversation now, it's going to be a lot harder to have later. It's a 20-year problem in a two-year election cycle, and there's far too many people on both sides of the aisle that are terrified to talk about it.
Well, I am terrified, I'll say that. I asked what your thoughts were, and you want to have a conversation.
The math is terrible on those, but my math is 218 and 60. You have to have a reform structure in place that can get enough votes to pass both chambers and get signed by the president, regardless of what party it's in. You know, but the staggered reforms and the things that exist in Social Security. First thing with Social Security is you can't touch anybody who's at or near the age of retirement. You just can't. They paid into that program under these rules. They stayed in those rules their whole adult life. They deserve it. It's not an entitlement. It's something that everybody's paid into.
Appreciate the call, Paul.
You have to figure out how to reform it and make it solvent over the course of its livelihood. But one of the reasons Social Security is in such rough shape is a good reason. We're living longer, healthier lives. But we've never acknowledged that in a policy standpoint, and we have to.
Only 2 minutes left with Congressman Armstrong. I want to get a couple more things in here. Appreciate all the calls and questions here. Former President Trump was in Rapid City on Friday, and he said, tonight I'm calling on congressional Republicans to ban Joe Biden from using a single tax dollar, no taxpayer money, to release or resettle illegal aliens into the United States. What about that suggestion?
Yeah, I mean, this is what I was talking about earlier. I think the fight we should, I think we should pick one fight and we should go win it. And I think border security and illegal immigration is the fight we should have right now. Governor Murphy from New Jersey is pushing back on the Biden administration. Eric Adams, the mayor of New York, is pushing back on the administration for what they're trying to do. This is a fight that we can win on policy, and it's a fight we can win politically, and I think we should pick it. And I think we have an opportunity to do it, particularly if we stay focused. So there's a couple things there. One, remain in Mexico. Two, fentanyl and human smuggling are obviously huge, hugely impactful issues. You talk to anybody in North Dakota, any law enforcement agent in North Dakota, they'll tell you their first three concerns are fentanyl, fentanyl, fentanyl. So these are real issues that we can address right now. One of the problems is it's a little more complicated to write a law when you just want to tell the administration to actually follow the law as it exists. But there's some ways we could tighten it up and force them into compliance. And I think that's my personal opinion as the fight we should pick over the next 3 weeks.
Congressman Kelly Armstrong, I have one more question for you that we'll grab off the air and let our listeners hear that when we come back, and then we can let you go. But I appreciate the time very much, as always. Kelly's on with us regularly every other week on What's On Your Mind, asking your questions, answering your questions. And you get to ask him questions and all the hot topics. So we appreciate it. Thanks, Kelly.
Thanks, Scott.
Hang on 1 minute, if you would. We'll get that last question in from a listener by text and then talk with Ron Ness from the North Dakota Petroleum Council coming up.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
USA News Update.
America is continuing to remember the 9/11 terrorist attacks 22 years since the attacks took place in New York City, Washington, D.C., and Pennsylvania. Heather Penny was one of the fighter pilots who was ordered by Vice President Dick Cheney on September 11, 2001, to ram her F-16 into United Airlines Flight 93, which was believed to be headed for the Capitol building. Penny tells Fox and Friends that the images she saw that morning made her willing to give everything.
Any one of us, having seen the video, having known that our nation was attacked, would have been willing.
Aaron Rodgers is set to make his New York City debut tonight. The New York Jets hosting the Buffalo Bills on Monday Night Football to cap off week one of the NFL season. Kickoff set for just after 8:15 p.m. on ESPN. Tim Berg, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by MyPillow. Yes, MyPillow. Sleep with it every night, like Linus in the blanket and peanuts.
There you go.
Take it everywhere. Take it with to...
I took it to Rapid.
Exactly right.
I'm not sleeping on a hotel pillow.
Oh, my gosh. Because you never know what you're going to get. A cement sack or something that is, you know, about as flat as a pancake. Or you just never know. So you got to do it. And if you go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code Scott. And by the way, any kind of gift giving you have coming up, kids off to school now and back to college, want to send them a little, you know, care package, robes, towels, sheets, slippers, great gifts for weddings or anniversaries. Remember that. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or 800-506-9028. All right, one more question for Congressman Armstrong, then we're going to chat with Ron Ness from the North Dakota Petroleum Council on What's on Your Mind. Question from a listener. Do you support the Summit Carbon Solutions pipeline, and do you believe its completion will be essential to the future of the oil and gas industry in North Dakota?
I think it's probably more essential to the coal industry than the oil and gas industry. The reality is I will always vote against the production tax credit, and I'll vote against the repower provision. But as long as those two positions are in place, 45Q is hugely impactful to Beulah, Hazen, Turtle Lake, all of those different places. So if not Summit, then we better figure out a way to make sure that coal is still a viable source of energy for two reasons. One, without it, we don't have communities like Beulah, Hazen, and Washburn and Riverdale in any meaningful form in the next 10 years. They're significantly different communities without that. And two, because we need the electricity to come on when it's 25 below in February. Huh. So I wish everybody played from zero and nobody had any tax breaks or incentives or subsidies, but that's not the reality that we live in. And we have to ensure that Lignite Energy can compete. And Summit is definitely a part of that. And if that doesn't work out, then we better figure out another way to get them that 45Q tax credit.
We're also talking to Congressman Armstrong a little bit about it. Way back. Sorry. We had a little more with Congressman Armstrong. And the question I brought up was incentives, if you will, which some people see 45Q as a bad thing because it's incentivizing this kind of technology being used. But the same could be said for the tax breaks or incentives that were put in place during the Schaefer years to incentivize horizontal drilling and fracking that happened in North Dakota, which led to the unlocking of the Bakken. Here was his answer on that.
Yeah, but the real win is for 45Q and for Lignite Energy. And I mean, that's why Project Tundra, we're one of the states that has, EPA primacy, which, by the way, they're trying to take away with Rule 111 of the Clean Air Act, which we're heavily engaged in. But, I mean, we have allowed renewable energy to sell electrons onto the grid for cheaper than it costs to produce. Well, how the hell is coal going to keep up with that? And it's, and I've said this before, and I mean it. I'm not particularly, we like Lignite Energy because Lignite Energy is cheap, reliable. We know how to produce it. And the only increase in cost actually comes from government regulation.
Yeah. Got it. Well,
substantially, it even affects Bismarck Mandan. But think of what that does to Puyallup and Hazen if the coal industry shuts down.
Great points from Congressman Kelly Armstrong there. I just wanted to give you the rest of the interview that we conducted during the break there so we could let Kelly go on time. Our next guest is the president and CEO of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, Ron Ness. Welcome back, Ron. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. I'm doing fantastic today.
I want to talk a little bit about the upcoming annual meeting of the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Make sure folks have that on their calendar. But I saw a new wave of regulations and shook my head talking about no LNG by rail, no oil by rail. The latest salvo from the Biden administration. I know you're not surprised, but what do you make of this?
What's up with these guys, Scott?
It's nuts.
$4.17 gasoline, and this guy on Friday shuts down transportation of natural liquids by rail. They're still, Dakota Access Pipeline's been running 7 years efficiently, safely, delivered American oil to Louisiana Gulf Coast, 70% of our refining center. That displaces Libyan crude, OPEC crude. Meanwhile, we got hurricanes out there, which would be shut down the access to, refined products for our part of the country come about now or corn harvest time. So I just don't get these guys. I don't get it. And yet you see the reactions from the extreme left are demonizing the Biden administration for basically, letting DAPL, kicking DAPL down the road. Until American consumers stand up and push back, obviously they're playing to the extreme left in the big blue cities. And, it's just shocking. Nothing shocks me anymore.
There they are.
Environmental protesters.
Yeah.
Well, that's the administration.
The environmental
protesters.
That is
protesters. The administration.
Exactly. Environmental protesters.
Probably audio from the Oval Office, for crying out loud.
That's what I'm saying.
It really is unbelievable and hard to imagine. I mean, here's what I don't get. This industry has obviously provided so much to the prosperity of North Dakota, and you and your members have to get up every day and literally take on a battle for your very existence from these people. I don't know anybody that can do that and do that well. How do you continue to move the needle? How do you continue to make progress when you're constantly under attack, Ron?
Well, it's each week they come up with they must have desk drawers full of old regulations that they've been working on because they come out with these multi-hundred page new regulations and make this very clear. It's not just oil and gas. You call up any farm group and you talk about their tax on pesticide, their tax on all the things that really critical to not only fuel this country, but to feed this country and the world. They are just keep bringing the heavies. And, frankly, I don't know if we can handle another 4 years of this, Scott. I keep thinking they got to be running out of bad ideas pretty soon, but nope, not no chance. The ideas keep getting worse, and what they do is they wear you down, and all of a sudden, extreme isn't bad enough anymore. They got to go extreme and double down, and so that's what you're seeing now. Is like they've decided that this is their winning ticket. They don't have much else to run on, so they're going to run on the climate. They're going to run on anti fossil fuels and I'm sure the president's remarks at the summit last weekend were more of the same, but outsourcing their outsourcing the guilt that all of us need in terms of energy, energy supply, and affordable energy every day to someplace else in the world, meanwhile trying to do everything they can to shut us down.
What role will carbon management play in the future of the industry? You've talked often about North Dakota having the cleanest barrel of oil. How do you accomplish that?
Well, I think that the changes that we've led the industry in developed right here in North Dakota with the multi-well pads and now the 2 mile laterals versus now 3 mile laterals, the reductions that we've seen going all the way up now to 96% gas capture, everything that we're doing. Really, the question I think you're asking, Scott, is how can that help us having the cleanest barrel of oil in the world? And I think it is all about capital, and whether we like it or not, we've got to export our commodities out of North Dakota. I think if Lynn Helms says it best, if energy was a slight piece of a pie and there were 7 slices, 6 of them have to go somewhere. Unfortunately, they got to go to places that are going to set crazy policies. And the reality is, we've got to figure out a way to give them their products. So carbon is unique because A, capturing it helps provide you. There's no question. We continue to do everything we can to produce a cleaner gallon of gasoline. We've been doing that for 25 years. Cleaner emissions off of plants. So companies are looking at Bakken zero pads where there's virtually no emissions off their Bakken well pads. So having any type of carbon reductions there is a benefit to that, and that helps attract investment. But ultimately, when you talk about the Bakken, you talk about how do we supercharge this giant oil field, top 10 oil field in the world right now. How do we supercharge it? As anything that's like the air in a balloon, you let more air out. You somewhat deplete the pressure of that zone. Really, it's going to be a variation combination of natural gas or natural gas liquids and likely CO2. So, and it's going to take a massive amount of CO2. So, I heard the congressman talking about the credit system, and of course that was set up somewhat to discriminate against oil and gas because you get paid a lot more to keep it in the ground, $30 a ton more to just put it in the ground than to use it wisely and economically to produce more oil with it. So that's a challenge, but the future will tell. That can change over time. We're maybe a number of years away from getting someplace where we can have the technology ready for the Bakken to supercharge it with carbon dioxide and gas, but going to come and we're going to need it.
So enhanced oil recovery with CO2 is what does the supercharging.
Yeah, you've got to repressurize that zone. It's been shown. EERC has done the study that when you put carbon dioxide into the rock, it will mobilize more oil off that rock. And as you know, Scott, even 15 years into the Bakken, with the best technology in the world, we're still leaving 85 out of every 100 barrels of oil on the ground. So let me restate that. Out of every 100 barrels of oil on the ground, we get 15, we're leaving 85 behind. We've got to figure out the next technology to get another 15 and another 15. And it's billions of barrels of oil, of course.
What do you say to people who say,
talking about that at our annual meeting in Watford City, 2 weeks from tomorrow, September 19th to the 21st, feel like Watford City has become home to this event. Expect we'll have 400 people there. We got a power lineup of speakers again, so it should be great.
Really looking forward to it. I want to talk more about that in a minute and a little bit about Watford City and hosting these events, because this is not the first time that the North Dakota Petroleum Council annual meeting has been in Watford City. And they're a great host. They do a great job. It's really amazing. I remember the last year's was phenomenal. Every year they get better. So I want to give you a few more details on that. We'll do that with Ron after a short time out on What's on Your Mind, brought to you today by PetroServe USA. Home cooking and grab-and-go convenience awaits. Locations in the Valley City. Bismarck Mandan to the west, all the way to Bemidji and Wahpeton. They're building a new location down there, Castleton. Can't wait to see what's going to be come from that new wonderful facility in Castleton as well. And Harwood has a new one, too. Beefy Noodles or Chicken Pot Pie, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Stuffed Cabbage in Glendon. Lasagna on 45th. PetroServe USA.
The chilly
today.
Weather is here, whether we like it or not. And the team at Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, wants you to know that because Mother Nature doesn't rest this time of year, neither do we. The frost and snow create moisture in the ground, and this can cause stress on your foundation. Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we have the solution for every basement problem.
So when Mother Nature strikes, contact your complete foundation expert. Contact the team at Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North. Go to PCCND.com. That's PCCND.com.
In college, you're standing at the doorstep of your life. With classes in engineering, philosophy, nursing, and more, you have the whole world at your feet. But at the University of Mary, we don't just get you ready for your career. We get you ready for your life. Because you were made for more.
In Minnesota, we work hard and we play hard. Not everyone has the time to follow important debates about healthcare, taxes, and our kids' education. But people we don't know are making decisions for us every single day. That's where Center of the American Experiment comes in. We research the tough issues facing Minnesota to find common sense solutions and give you a voice. Center of the American Experiment is Minnesota's think tank, and we're working hard to make Minnesota better for you.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Shine Your Mind, 11 before the top of the hour, brought to you in part by Hospice of the Red River Valley. Everyone deserves to have the best quality of life possible and be treated with dignity, especially during the last months of life. Hospice care helps people live comfortably with a sense of normalcy, regardless of a terminal illness, and they really do it well. If you have questions, great resources, their website, rrv.org. Okay? Hospice of the Red River Valley. 1hrrv.org. Check that out. Find out about the benefits of hospice. Why you should choose Hospice of the Red River Valley. Great resource. Check it out. Grief support. Hospice House. They do some great work. Back in our final minutes with Ron Ness, president of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, previewing the annual meeting. I've always said this about the annual meeting, and by the way, we both lost track of the month of September. It's flying so fast. This is next week, right? A week from tomorrow.
Correct. 1 week from tomorrow.
1 week from tomorrow. I've often said that people from every industry in North Dakota ought to attend one of these meetings because of the incredible impact the industry has on every corner of North Dakota. And really, if you're an educator, you want to know where the industry is going because you're fueled by oil and gas dollars. I mean, if you're in manufacturing of some kind, there's opportunity for you. Really, this isn't just for the oil and gas industry. This is for every sector of North Dakota's economy to take in, isn't it, Ron?
Yeah, Scott, and certainly in Western North Dakota, you know, whether I don't care what you're involved in out there, but it's we got an interesting lineup of speakers this time, but also a lot of technology. So I think we're going to draw a little bit of a unique crowd this time because it's lots of technology displays and then of course our big show is next spring, the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference, May 14 to 16 at the Bismarck Event Center. And that's the one that I encourage people, not just people come from all over the world for that one, Scott. You remember that? We had like people from 40 states and 9 countries come to that show. So it's just good stuff to understand where we're at, but a lot of discussions are well beyond oil and gas. We're much more now. We're into, you know, we're talking about workforce and our Bakken Grow program and the recruitment of oil field workers. So every employer you talk to is struggling today to find workers that not only can pass a drug test and show up for work, but want to work. And that so we're recruiting and we're doing everything we can to grow our own in North Dakota, but it's a challenge. So
how is that? I mean, give me an update on those efforts. I realize you talked about the program to recruit workers from Ukraine, which I think is a great idea, really neat and innovative. How is the Grow Your Own strategy coming? Is it bearing fruit yet?
Yeah, Scott, I believe we have 29 Ukrainian workers under the U4U, Ukrainian, Uniting for Ukraine humanitarian program, which there are 7 million Ukrainians that have fled. Most of these people are older. They've either had their military service, and now they're just trying to feed their families, and their businesses have been destroyed, their lives have been destroyed. Or if you have 4 children, you're exempt from military service. Then there's essentially no economy over there right now. So a lot of people eager to come and work, and great workers. Like I said, I think we've got 29. We've got another 20 or so coming around the middle of this month. And, you know, we're kind of walking along here to make sure that there's a lot of bells and whistles and things that we want to do it right. And we want to create a model. And from that model, we think many other industries are likely to use it as well. So, but it's done well. The reports back from the employers are, you know, fantastic. These are, you know, Ukrainian culture in North Dakota is rich in heritage already. So they're a good fit and they work hard and they are eager and happy to be here, and we are happy to have them.
And it's really a bridge to the Grow Your Own strategy that's happening in many communities with the career and tech centers all throughout North Dakota, correct?
It is, and we want to do everything we can to continue to try and make sure that everybody coming out of schools or their training opportunities and everything they can to find opportunities in North Dakota. But the reality is we gotta look in all fronts. So.
About a half a minute left here. Brag on Watford City a little bit, hosting this year's meeting again. You've been there before. What does Watford City do?
Scott, this has just become a fantastic place for us to hold this meeting. You've got a small town culture with a first class event center and facilities. The community comes together to host us. Very excited about it. I think this is our fourth year in a row of being there. That event center could hold any event that you could have in North Dakota. And you know, they've built great hotels. There's great food up there. And our folks just really enjoy it. And we've proven that, you know, the road to Watford City is a fabulous drive. We had a group from New York City here last week. We were providing a tour. We took them up Highway 85, all that construction going on. But, you know, it's so beautiful in Western North Dakota right now. It's just absolutely spectacular. So getting out west is a good thing.
Sure is. We'll see you there, folks. It's a week from tomorrow. Starts with a social Tuesday evening and a robust program on Wednesday and Thursday. Thanks, Ron.
Thanks, Scott.
Good to chat with you as always. Ron S., North Dakota Petroleum Council. That's a wrap on today's show. We'll do it all over again tomorrow right here on What's on Your Mind. Thanks for listening. God bless. Bye-bye.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we will provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, Millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
These days, you can get a car wash in about every corner, but at PetroServe USA, you'll get a great car wash, and you can come on inside for some hot stuff, personal pan pizza, some cookies, some muffins, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, and fill up all in one stop. Brand new to Harwood, North Dakota, the all-new PetroServe USA car wash. Check that out. Coming soon to Castleton, too. It's a trifecta. Great fuel, great food, and a great car wash all in one. PetroServe USA.
PetroServe USA.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at GCNfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.